Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Good morning!
Alice at 97.3.
Those boys sure can play.
Oh, yeah. They sure can play! Hey, wow. It's Friday!
Oh, my God. It's Friday. Whew. Just when you think it's never going to happen.
Looks like we made it.
Looks like we made it, you see. Looks like we made it.
Hi, Vinny. Go on. Hi. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Don't worry. I'll be loving
There's
on
more.
Friday all day.
All right. Well, yeah, so I got too. Yesterday, I got home and just decided it was windy, so there was no surf.
It was windy yesterday.
So I guess I didn't really decide.
It was decided for me
that I was going to stay home and get some things done.
Yeah.
I did catch up on Survivor.
Oh, good. Oh, you actually watched it.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I can't believe he won that challenge and then didn't call out. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Oh, so he did finish.
He finished. You see that he's finished. He's looking at it and she says, Jeff, from off camera. Because she finished it. Right after him, and he needed to yell the name out. She was the first one to say, come and check.
He gave in pretty, you know, there's a gentlemanly way to handle things, and then there's for $1 million.
Well, the thing is, he didn't call out his name. And so...
Let me ask you,
had the benefit of watching it.
Right.
We could see that he was done, but it definitely did feel like that was a fight that he was right to not.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You're Jeff, right?
Yep.
I finish and I pull my hands back and someone else yells, Jeff, right? So my question to you is, Jeff, are you the ref?
Jeff is the ref.
So you're the ref. So are refs in any game expected to watch the play from start to finish?
Well,
I get you're going to say
no. I hear you.
Dude, I finished. Are you not watching?
But that's the thing. I mean, if they know that, you know, I just wonder if it's spelled out anywhere that it's the first person to get Jeff's attention with the correct thing. I mean,
I bet it's never not.
I know,
because no one's ever had
never
it come
happened
up.
Before.
But I'm sitting there thinking, I'm that dude,
right?
I know he hasn't eaten it. Believe me, I get the Survivor trip. I'm just saying, the benefit of sitting on the couch there, I'm like, wait a minute. You're the ref, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Would there not be a call for instant replay? Do you think that if he had protested, that there would be producers on site who could look back immediately at the footage?
They would have had to figure it out. And that's all I'm saying. I get it. That's, you know, I could see myself going both ways on that.
Right.
On one hand, I never want to look like that guy, the whiny bitch that's like...
I know.
But I do feel like...
I felt like he made the right decision when he had to make a snap judgment. In retrospect, he's probably thinking to himself, every single thing was on... I'm sure every one of them has a camera on them the whole time so that they can cut back and forth and they don't miss a thing.
I would absolutely think... I thought to say, aren't you the ref?
Mm.
You're the ref, right?
And the ref, if they didn't see the call, it either gets challenged or they review it
anyway.
You're
the ref, right? Why aren't you watching? What I mean,
listen. Well, he walks back and forth.
Your commentary is splendid. Mm. I love the extra pressure you pour on. And
quite the patter going.
You're fantastic. But you know what your job is? You're the ref.
I do feel that he's the ref. I guess maybe
guy got
in the end he did finish first.
Right. So I didn't even see that part. I was just going based on the conversation after and thinking,
oh, you didn't rewind it to see
I was, because I had other stuff to get through.
You had your laptop on your lap too, no doubt.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I was surprised that
and
that
he
was
didn't,
allowed.
And
to...
frankly, he didn't go like this and step back. He was looking at it and was not making any kind of declarative. He was looking to see.
He was
if
in
it,
a daze.
Like, I'm sure he was like, oh my God, I think I have it. I think yeah. I have it. But then she called it out. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it will be stipulated in the rules.
What going
it, do
forward.
You have to call Jeff's name or can you say, no, she might have called it, but I had it already. Anyway, it was actually not controversial.
Can you say quickly what the challenge was?
It was a puzzle. It was, you know, those slide puzzles where it's yeah. like it's like little squares.
They
and they're
do
all
a lot
mixed
of those
up
on Survivor.
They
right?
do. So yeah. they're
it's
moving
like Rubik's
it.
Cube or something.
Yeah.
You just have to move the stuff into the right spot
so that you can get everything into its right section. And so, and they're, you know, these people haven't eaten. They don't sleep well. I mean, something that Dominic said. He goes, at home, I can do those things in 40 seconds. And it's true. I have an app. I used to do those all mm-hmm. the time. Because I was like, if I'm ever on Survivor, I'm going to need to know how to do those.
Really?
Yeah. And you do sort of figure out how to do them. There's a way to do them, and they're pretty logical once you kind of figure it out. But, you know.
So what? Someone got done and didn't say Jeff's name?
He was done, and he was sort of looking down at the board to make sure he had it all correct, I guess before he called out Jeff's name. And so it was done, and it was correct. But somebody else yelled Jeff's name. Jeff goes over, declares her the winner, and then the guy goes, but I was done before her. And he goes, you didn't call out my name. And he's like, oh, I didn't know I had to call out your name. And so, but he then...
That is interesting.
But then he stepped back and said, no, let her have it. And it
well,
worked.
Right.
It was fine for him. But so I did think that was the right decision to make at that moment, but I'm sure he was watching that two nights ago thinking... I could have challenged that. And I wonder how much of that would have been even shown if they'd had to go back.
Do it over.
Right. They just would have edited that so that he won. And
I don't know,
that.
But you'd think that he would want to advocate for himself. Mm-hmm. And yet I do think there's pressure because...
You don't want to look like a little bitch.
Right. To me, I would feel like I don't want to seem like a douchebag. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's because it's a woman. I'm just going to say it's cool. Like, yeah. You
who
know,
knows what
if
his
it's
motivation
a dude,
was.
You might be like, hey, screw that guy.
Also, if it was someone that you were looking to vote out,
I mean,
Laurel's on his team. So what does he care? I also think that they have played it these last 2 weeks. I've been disappointed in. I mean, look, I love the show and I'll never not watch it. But they are not making the moves that they need to make. The only people who do deserve it right now are Dominic and Wendell. They both have idols in their pockets, and neither one of them has had to play them. And this is 2 weeks in a row, these would have been perfect opportunities to get rid of huge players who are not only strong and able to win challenges, but good strategic players who are going to be able to make a really good argument for themselves at the end. And they are being allowed to coast by. This would have been last week would have been a great week to blindside one of them. This week would have been a great side because they both felt so confident. So we're down to the finales next week.
Right.
We're down to the last few people. They only have a couple more tribals where they can even use an idol. So now there's literally no chance to get them out before the final four. They can use their idols.
They're screwed. The other players are screwed. Right.
Going back to the puzzle part, what was the prize? Like, so wasn't Dominic...
Immunity. Yeah, to be immune.
And he didn't challenge that.
He didn't challenge because I think that A, he didn't want to look like a bitch. B, yeah. He knew he was safe and he was right.
408 says Jeff can't be looking at all the puzzles at the same time. That's why he has to go with who calls him first.
However, as Vinny pointed out, is he the ref or isn't he? Because the referee needs to make the call. If he's the referee, he needs to be watching. If there's an actual game judge standing somewhere off camera, that guy failed. If they have to call Jeff...
There's a lot going on the football field, but,
right.
You know, they've got to make those calls.
And that's why they have multiple referees.
Right.
Right. If they have to make the call, and if someone disputes it, there's a way that they can do that. They can go back and
anyway,
can challenge.
I didn't mean to spend too much time on it.
Oh, no,
As I watched it, I was definitely... That's controversy right there to me, and I definitely felt like the guy let that go. And you're right, they're on the same team, and he's got an idol, and... It's fine, but crunch.
You want the immunity. Even she was saying, I hate how that went down.
Oh.
Well, she, you know.
But she didn't hand him her immunity, did she?
No, she didn't.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Sorry. I'm not sorry.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Tonight, I am going to see Corey Rosen's improv group.
Oh, Bay Area Theater Sports.
Yep. Bats Improv.
Right?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been to the show a couple times when we first got here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and had kids and for 18 years, I didn't do really anything.
Wait a minute. Tell me that story. So you went to Corey Rosen's show when we first got here.
Many, I would say, well, I don't know, two or three or four times. I mean, we went a lot because it's really convenient to, like, it's right at Fort Mason.
Right.
So it's super convenient for Marin. It's like a mile from the bridge.
How'd you know about it, though?
Because Corey Rosen was on the show.
How'd we get him on the show, though?
He's a friend of Hoobin's, right?
Yeah.
But
him
I don't
and
know,
I have been friends.
Yeah,
how did we?
That?
Yeah, how did we ever hook up with Corey Rosen in the beginning? Was it through a movie company?
I've known about Bay Area Theater Sports. I used to work for a PR company that did their PR.
Oh, maybe you're the one.
So
who...
I don't know, but that I don't know if Corey was in on that. That was 30 years ago,
right?
Yikes!
I know. Holy crap! Time is just ridiculous.
It's awesome,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. But in any case, that should be a lot of fun. Are you bringing the kids?
Yeah, the kids are coming.
They'll like it.
Well, we're coming. We're going with some friends of ours and their kids,
mm-hmm.
and adult children. They're not kids. They're 30 years old. But if it's anything like it used to be, I mean, I still have like vivid memories of the couple times because improv is, it's super startling in that you know it's being created right in front of you. And it's so fun to watch people who are good. I love improv.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, like, oh, my God, yesterday on The Secret Show, we got some class A improv. Out of nowhere. I don't even know how it came up.
I do.
How?
How?
Wasn't Rudy calling himself Rupak?
Oh, yeah. He goes,
RuPaul.
Yeah, he was making a joke. RuPak-paw. We were talking about nicknames and... He said you can call him Rue,
mm-hmm.
and you can call him Dee Dee, but you can't call him Reuben. Right. And then he said, yeah, I used to go as Rupak mm-hmm. in my rap group. And so we laughed. And then somehow it came out that he really did do some rapping.
Massive skills.
And then we're like, and then Vaughn comes in and he starts doing a beatbox.
Yeah, Vaughn
and
was
Rudy
great.
Rudy goes off, and it's clearly improv. He's referencing things we just talked about. I was like, oh, my God.
It was just so,
I just love stuff that, I love to be taken by surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing
just
more
happens.
Fun than just like a, something that you're watching unfold in front of you and someone's on the spot. I love when someone's on the spot and they pull it. Like that was, Rudy just
cheers
killed it.
Everywhere.
Right. You're just like, you're so on their team and so happy that they're rocking it. So yesterday's Secret Show, if you have a second, go back and listen to that. It's about, I would say it's midway through the podcast.
That was the highlight. We had to end the show after that.
Like, yeah.
Wow, we peaked.
Yeah.
Let's get out on top.
Let's leave while the leaving's
Rudy
good.
Rudy Pesos just gave us the whole routine.
Rudy Pesos. So anyway, I'm super excited to go and see Bats Improv. I mean, it's been at least 18 years since I went there.
And then are you guys going to dinner? What was I hearing you talk about?
We are probably going to meet up with Hooman afterwards. Mm-hmm. We're talking about maybe going bowling or
afterwards? What time's the show?
Like, we'll probably be done by 9:30 or 10. So, but the kids, their kids live in the city,
mm-hmm.
so they don't want to come back up to Marin. And 10 o'clock, they just want to keep hanging out. So we're talking about going to like a karaoke bar, which I would be totally into, but then my kids can't go. They'll have to drive home. So we're thinking maybe we'll go bowling.
Something where everyone can go.
Sure. Find a restaurant where we can sit and have drinks and the kids can still be there. So I don't really know what's going to happen afterward. But we're going to do, apparently, at Fort Mason, they have food trucks on Fridays.
Oh, that's right. They do.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. we're going to go there and grab a little food truck food. And
you
then
know
go
what
into
the problem
show.
With that is? Just the place I went. But over where I live, they did a food truck in the park thing. Mm-hmm. It's packed.
Yeah.
It's effing packed, like to the point where you go, we're never going to get food here.
Right.
The line is going to run out. Well, the line is just so long that you, and I guess that people feel like that's part of the party, but
right,
if you're hungry.
Right.
We ended up leaving. We went,
That's interesting.
Just bunked, dude.
Go to a restaurant?
Yeah, we did.
We were talking about heading there about an hour before the show, and now I'm wondering.
You need more time.
Maybe we'll give ourselves a little more time than that.
I can't speak to that particular spot. I'm just telling you, we thought
it
was going to be
it's really popular.
This chill, we'll get something, you know, try a few different things. You got to commit because you're only getting one thing because the lines are so long.
Right.
And
well, I always get bummed out because there's nowhere to sit. You know,
and
all
you're
the seats
on, you're
are
on
taken.
The ground, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, on the ground, on a corner,
standing,
or
trying not to
cement.
Drip it down the front of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, be warned.
Well, maybe we'll pre-party eat, you know? Maybe we'll just fill up on appetizers before we head there.
I think it's neat, but I do think that it's probably best you bring lawn chairs and make that the evening event.
Well, I'm starting to think parking. Because if everyone's going to the, although I suppose a lot of people in the neighborhood, it's right there in the marina, not the marina people.
There anyway.
The marina. No, there's parking at Fort Mason. There's a couple restaurants and establishments there that I haven't had a problem in the past, but that was 18 years ago before the food trucks took over.
I ate over there at a restaurant called Greens.
Yes, Greens is excellent. It's right there.
Yeah.
It's steps from the theater event.
That place was good.
Yeah, and listen, I just want to say that this is a total ding-ding shame. You know, I haven't been to the show in years, but the fact that it's still running, a locally produced improv group, troupe, whatever, that's been there for years and years and years, the show is, it was amazing the few times I saw it years ago. I'm expecting nothing less this time. And I think it's like $12.
Reasonable,
It's a really fun night out, and it's a not for profit. You know, they're just a great little group of people.
They're not trying to profit.
Well, I'm sure some of them take money, but I don't believe that the organization's a for profit thing. I don't know if they're a charity, but it doesn't seem like at $12 a pop, they're looking to make all kinds of money.
Huh?
You know, I don't really know what they're.
Well, if they've been at it this long.
Somebody's maybe
they
making
be
some
in the
money.
Black by now, right?
Maybe. Maybe they just charge what they need to get by, whatever the rent on the space is or whatever.
And they like do classes and stuff there too.
Do they? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so maybe they do have a whole
biz
going on. But anyway, his wife is in it too, and she's super funny. And they had this whole music section where suddenly the guy's just playing some, you know, all new original song, and someone's on stage singing all new original words. You know, I love that. That's the ultimate jam.
Will you join the show tonight?
I will not. And I specifically said to Corey, please don't even look my direction. My friend Joe is such a ham.
Oh, Joe's going.
Joe and Ariana are going, and their kids.
Joe quit riding that bike yet, or?
He had to, man. Every other day, he was in a car accident. He got hit by cars twice.
So he is done.
He still rides. He takes his bike to work and stuff, but he doesn't, I don't think he's competing or racing.
It's funny, you know, I like to mountain bike. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's so fun. And I also have a road bike, otherwise known as a 10-speed.
Yeah.
I love the road bike, except I think it's 100 times more dangerous than the mountain bike.
It's
and you
so
wouldn't
scary.
Think that.
You're counting on drivers.
But you're out on that road, and I'm out there just cruising. I like it. It's super fun. But people go by you doing 65 and
2 feet away.
They're Yikes. Right next to you. Yeah. And you just go, damn, the way people text now. I don't feel too comfortable out there. It sucks.
I
it's a bummer.
I totally agree. I get very anxious. It's terrible to think, you know, when I was a kid, all you did was ride your bike. That's how you got everywhere. And, like, you're not allowed to ride on the sidewalks. And, you know, because I'd be happy if I could just ride on the sidewalk. I'd go slow.
No,
be careful of
I mean,
people,
I'm trying
but you're
to,
just not allowed to.
I'm trying to get miles in, but it's sketchy. So I... Yeah,
I'm just trying to get downtown.
He would have stopped.
I'm not trying to get miles in.
I sure don't want to.
Yeah. Well,
get
you
plowed.
He got hit by cars twice. Like hit by cars. One of them, he broke his freaking pelvis. Like this dude has wrecked so many times. It's almost like he's a magnet or something. Once you get hit by a car for a second time, I think that's it. He's like, he misses it a lot.
He does.
He talks about it all the time.
And I'm sure he's looking for ways to burn calories like he used to as
right?
well. Because
it was an easy way. I mean, you do 3 hours, no problem.
Right.
And he was a rail. Poor Joe.
Is he packing it on or
well,
what?
Well, he's not a rail anymore.
Oh, no.
He just looks great. He's fine. But he was, you know, skinny. All right.
People are saying easy parking. So many food trucks, you'll have no problem. Caleb, our friend Caleb, off the grid at Fort Mason food truck event is on Friday. It's awesome experience. There's usually room at high-top tables to share your food. Lines move pretty quickly. And there's live music, which you'll love. There's plenty of parking.
Oh, good. Great. Excellent. I'm excited. I really am excited. I can't wait. I've been, you know the things that you talk about all the time and then you just never friggin' do them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things. For years I've been talking about, we should go to Bats. We should go to Bats. And then now Corey's back in our life.
Yeah.
Because he's coming back to do movie reviews. Good job, Hooman.
Thank you so much.
I'm super
Happy
excited.
Mm-hmm.
I invited him to the 4th of July party.
Okay.
Because he's a great keyboard player.
Corey is.
Yeah, and we're having a mad jam.
So
excited.
The backyard's going to have a stage?
We're working on it. We're figuring it out. We might just do it in the actual studio in the house because it's right there by the back deck and it's easy access. Because I don't want to bum my neighbors out. So we may contain the live music to the inside of the house. I don't know.
Well, maybe if you tell them this is the culmination of all these years of work, it will be the celebration, but also the end of the noise.
Right.
Maybe they'll be like,
we're going out with a bang.
Do it. Do it.
It is the 4th of July, too. We're not going to go. We're not going to rage all night. People want to go and see the fireworks.
Do they?
I don't know what they want to do.
I think most places don't even have fireworks anymore.
There's the county fair in Centerville does them. They do them low level over the lake. They're pretty.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. We don't want to light the state on fire. Let's face it, people.
Yes.
I'm not, believe it or not, I'm not even doing fireworks this year. This is my first firework.
Is there a wink there?
Yeah.
I'm really not doing them. In the past, we would wet down the whole lawn and put down this thing and do them on there. And it's totally illegal. And they can't get me for the things I did in the past, right? Besides, I deny
it. Talking into a microphone.
No, I'm just, I make up stuff on the show all the time. People know that. It is known. But we're not going to do it this year. I don't want to burn my yard down.
Good.
I just got finished with it.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Oh, my God.
Would be hysterical.
No. No, it wouldn't, Vinny. No, it wouldn't.
I think she would fall into a depression.
Yes.
That we would not be able to pull her
no,
out of.
No, I just, I'd be here.
We would have to have you move. And I would right, start have, get all over all again somewhere else.
Yes, I would have to move if I burned my yard
She's
down.
She's going
to
do that anyway. The yard's done. There's no more projects.
I told you. Did you write it down on my list of things I'll never do? I'll never move. I'll never sell that house.
That's what you're saying. You said that you would never sell the house.
Right.
You'll move.
Right.
Oh, I didn't say I would move either, did I?
You said I will never sell the house.
Well,
I think
won't.
You're just being sneaky with your
words. Yeah.
Your words.
What's the difference? That you think I'm going
to
rent the house?
You'll never sell
out.
It.
I could never rent.
You'll
that
let
house
the kid
out.
Live in it, and you'll oh, go and buy another place.
I might let the kid live in it. I need something smaller, because that's how I roll. All right, KLOC, KLOC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Oh my God, we're so late. Happy Friday. We'll be right back. Oh shoot, that's the wrong button. There we go.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.